And how has her diet changed?
That actually is one of the biggest changes. It was very rigid to start with. As I said, we had the rations on the lines, and we counted each meal, and that would depend on how much insulin she had. Because, of course, it all depends on the insulin. That's why it's the insulin that's changed, which has caused the diet to change. Then she was on atrapid, and I think it was Insulatard. So she had a long acting and a short acting, and it had to be, the food had to sort of match the insulin. Also, nowadays, it's much easier to see just how much carbohydrate is in something. At the time, it didn't have it on the jar or the packet. So, as I said, we had a little booklet that told us what was in them. Now it's much easier to see. Now that she doesn't need it quite as much. But she can just sort of... We do check packets. It's automatic. We check packets to see what's in them. And so in that sense, the diet thing is very, very much easier than it was. Sugar-free things in those days were very difficult. The only squash I could get was Roses. Do you remember Roses? I don't know whether they do it anymore. And you could get diabetic chocolate. Boots were pretty good, and Thornton's were quite good. And I think Boots have stopped it, because it just wasn't being used. And there's a lot of sugar-free sweets that you can get as well, and toffees. I remember her being absolutely delighted because the chemist came up with this sugar-free lollipop. So I bought a supply of these lollipops. She'd not had a lollipop, really. And then the chemist called me in a day or two later. I was passing by and she said, "I've come down to the next layer." She said, "It says sugar-free, but they've got, I think it was sucrose in them." So yeah, in fact, they weren't sugar-free at all. but that's just one of the things. Yes, I think diet has changed quite a lot over the years, yes. Yes, nowadays it's much easier for her because to start with, because she'd had a fixed amount of insulin in the morning and at night, the food had to correspond to the insulin. But now it's the other way around because she has her insulin after she's had her meal and she will have what she wants for a meal. She knows what's in the meal, more or less. And then she will adjust her insulin accordingly. Sometimes she gets it wrong and she says, "Mum, can I have a snack?" Or she has to go and have something else. She's always got something on standby. But it's very, very much better than it was, yes.